This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretchen.
So today we'll talk about something that I've been meaning to tell Elizabeth about her work life and how it connects to me. And we will also talk about a great way to cultivate friendship.
Yes. Now, Gretchen, before we get to what's making us more happier, we wanted to mention someone who made a lot of people more happier, and that is the actor Leslie Jordan, who died this week.
Oh my gosh, Elizabeth, talking to him, we did that in episode 322 when his book, How Y'all Doing, came out, and when people say someone is a ray of sunshine, it's like a joke because it's so overused, it's this trite, but such a rare spirit.
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, he was a Southern gay actor, comedian who during the pandemic, he started using Instagram and doing like these little Instagram videos. And he just got so incredibly popular because he just had so many funny stories. And he would also, we talked about on the podcast, before we even had him on, I had talked about how much I loved his Sunday hymns that he would sing on Instagram on Sundays. And I think he got up to almost 6 million followers on Instagram. Yeah. So he's someone who had real fame and was sort of really coming to his own in his 60s, which was delightful as well as just him being a delight. And then remember, Gretchen, we had him on Fantasy Island in our Day of the Dead episode.
No, it was funny because when we interviewed him, you were like, oh, we should try to get you on Fantasy Island. And he was like, just tell me when to show up or something. Yeah. And then it was so cool. And it was such a great episode. Like, I love that he was in a plot about kind of afterlife and things. And I love that kind of story. And I mean, it was just so full circle that you were able to bring him onto Fantasy Island after that.
Yeah. So anyway, if anyone wants to watch that episode, let's see, it's on Hulu and it's called, I think, Day of the Dead or Dia de los Muertos. Anyway, there has just been an outpouring. Like, so everyone is sad about this.
I saw the Dolly Parton wrote a letter. I'm like, wow, if Dolly Parton talks about your what a spirit you were. It was interesting because he really was having his moment and like he wrote his book and he released these albums and he was doing all this TV.
So somehow it makes it even sadder, but I mean, great. It's great that he got that.
Yeah.
But it somehow makes it seem even more unfair that he was just living his best life and then just that got cut off.
Yeah. He brought a lot of happiness to a lot of people.
He brought a lot of happiness. Yes. So thank you to Leslie Jordan for bringing so much happiness.
Yes. Okay, so Elizabeth, what is something making us more happier? What's something making you more happier?
Well, Gretchen, you know, one of my weaknesses I feel as a mother is in the world of traditions. Mm. I am not great with traditions. We fell off of dyeing Easter eggs. I'm just not someone like you. I don't celebrate minor holidays. I don't get out the right plates and everything all the time.
Yeah.
But one tradition I feel I've managed is the last few years since the pandemic, we've had Jack's little group of friends over for Halloween, and we were doing a thing where we would just put it would be the kids and parents, and us parents sit in different places in the house, in the yard, and just let them trick-or-treat to us. So they still get to trick-or-treat, but they weren't going in the neighborhood because you remember trick-or-treating was not happening for a couple of years. And now it's back, but they still just prefer this, I think, because they're getting older. So now I feel like it's kind of a tradition. We're doing it again this year. They wear their costume. They come over. We all hang out. And it just makes me happy that I feel like I'm managing to create a tradition. And it's an easy one.
Well, yes, we're all about the easy tradition. But you know what, Elizabeth, I'm picking up because you also just had a dinner party for just grownups that had a sort of a Halloween theme. Maybe you kind of want to own Halloween.
Wow, maybe.
Because Halloween is really fun. You can take it big or take it small. There's a lot of visual elements. There's a lot of fun to it. And it seems like you have an attraction to it. Or maybe it just happenstance that that's when your dinner party was.
Well, I do have some of the Halloween decorations, which helps.
Yes.
Also, I should note, who knows a year from now if this will still be a welcome tradition. But if not, maybe I can still have parents over. His friend's parents.
Right. Or maybe it's not like getting dressed up and trick-or-treating. It's just like a party, but with a Halloween theme. Well, that's great. No, I love little traditions, easy traditions.
Yes, yes. And I just get pizza and salad. I mean, that's simple.
I'm a big fan of using food dye, like dye stuff a color and the crowd
goes wild.
That's
even too much for me, Gretchen.
Okay.
What would you dye?
Oh, well, so when I do a holiday breakfast, I dye the milk orange. And I will make, I turn the peanut butter, because for years, Eleanor had peanut butter on toast with a glass of milk for her breakfast. So I would make the milk orange and I would dye the peanut butter black and I would cut it into the shape of I have a ghost shaped cookie cutter.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was vaguely looked like a ghost.
Yeah.
And I guess now that I think, and I had one that looked like a bat. And I guess that makes more sense. So it was like a black bat if you really used your imagination. And then I would set the table with our little pumpkin faces, and I'll post in social media when I do it.
I want to see.
So it was more the fun of doing it, or like just that breakfast was a little bit different. It wasn't something too spectacular. But yeah, Nesh does her own breakfast, so I do a symbolic thing. Yeah, but I do. I like an easy tradition.
Yes, you're good with the traditions. I'm trying. I am trying.
Yeah.
So tell me, what's making you more happier?
Okay, so on regular happier, we've been asking people for gift ideas, and I don't know why. It's like, even if there are things that I don't even want myself or I don't know anybody who would want them, I get an enormous kick out of seeing people's gift ideas. It's just fun to see what people come up with.
It's sort of like one-word themes. You know, we're saying we're endlessly fascinated with other people's one-word themes and the explanation of the themes. That's same with gifts. It's endlessly fascinating to see a gift idea and why someone thinks that's a great gift.
Right.
It's just like a little window into humanity.
And then when you have one to recommend, and clearly people are so excited, like they send it to us. And like for me, Elizabeth, you know, the Shishibo shape-shifting box, which is this kind of like a Rubik's Cube, but it unfolds into all these patterns and it's so fun to manipulate. And it's like, I don't know, it's magnets. It's really just interesting. If you're anybody who likes to fidget with something or like have something on your desk, it's bonkers. And I'm just like, this is the greatest idea of all time. Everybody's got to know about the Shishibo shape-shifting box, because if this is the kind of thing somebody likes, they will really, really like it. And if you can get two, it can connect them if you want to make it bigger. I just find it endlessly energizing.
I was gratified because you called to tell me about it. And I'm like, I already got that for Jack.
I mean, it's like, oh, it's the coolest thing. And it's not childlike. So you could give it to an adult as well as to a child. It's like a kaleidoscope. kind of thing. So that's really cool.
One idea, and yes, we'll have many others.
Okay, but here I want to do a teaser for another kind of gift. Because one of the things we're talking about is things that you don't buy. So, and also stocking stuffers and things children can make. So like all the different categories. So we talked about doing the Five Senses portrait several episodes ago on Happier. And somebody sent an idea of like how she turned that into a gift idea, which I would never have thought of. And so I can't wait to talk about that. Because again, it's like you see how people take ideas and run with them. And it's just so fun.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to just get into all these and tell everyone. So that'll be coming up in a future Happier episode.
Well, keep sending them in, please. Yes, we want lots of cool ideas. So send them in. Yes.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, there's something you've been meaning to tell me. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like what was your favorite toy as a little girl or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story, long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, listen, this is something I've been meaning to tell you. Just like in terms of something that makes me happier, I was realizing it. I sort of hadn't focused on it. And then I realized like, oh, actually, this is a huge source of happiness for me. Okay, so you know how over the last couple of years, we have fallen into this thing where when you and Sarah are doing a pitch, which is a huge undertaking, which takes, you know, dozens of hours of preparation and rehearsal, and there's slides, and there's, you get a blowout and the whole thing.
Yeah.
You'll ask me for a quotation.
Yes, because I love to add a quote. Yes.
Yes. And I love the fact that in my own little way, there's something that is like one of my superpowers can contribute to your effort. Like when this last one, when you asked me, I felt so proud. I was like, oh, it's time for me to do my, you know, do my magic. And so I just feel like I get so much satisfaction from just this tiny contribution that I can make.
Well, Gretchen, it's a huge contribution, first of all. And I do is I like put you on the task immediately. And I must say it makes me happier too, because it saves me a ton of time. I mean, anyone who knows anything about you knows you are the queen of the quotation. So you really have hundreds and thousands at your fingertips that you can and you somehow remember the essence of so many so you could get to them easily.
Yeah.
And we did this for Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
We had a straight to series pitch. So that was like the height of stakes.
Yeah.
And you gave us an amazing quote that we used.
Yeah, I think it was the one from like Water for Chocolate, Laura Esquivel. Each of us is born with a box of matches inside us, but we can't strike them all by ourselves.
Yes.
And that was so great because it was all about how to unleash and how to transform Yeah.
Yes. And Sarah and I are working on a pitch now, and you gave us a great quote. So it makes me as happy or happier than it makes you, I think.
No, it's so fun.
Yeah. And by the way, Gretch, anything is made better by a quotation, any presentation. Oh. I mean, I would say for anyone who has to get up in a meeting and do a presentation, like, doesn't matter what it's about, even if it's just morning announcements, like over the intercom at school, anything is better with a quotation. So I advise everybody. Now, they don't all have you at their fingertips, but you can spend the time and find a quote. It really improves any document, which is why Sarah and I always have at least one quote in our pitches.
It is. It elevates it, I think.
It does.
And it shows... It adds a transcendent level, and it also shows, like, the way you guys use them, it picks up some big theme that maybe in the back and forth of, like, all the pieces about the show, it clarifies that big central idea.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. I mean, I have to, like, hold
myself
back.
We know you love
quotes. Yeah, every time I do something, I have to go through and, like, take them out because I put in too many, and too many quotations does become distracting and weighs something down, and it breaks my heart every time to leave some out. But, in fact, Winston Churchill said something about, like, reading a book of quotations is good for an educated man or something like that. So, see, there's a quotation right there.
There you go.
I can look it up if we wanted to do it. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And tell Sarah, too, that I get the biggest kick out of it. Yeah.
Good. I will pass that on. All right, Gretch, what is our spotlight on a tool this week?
Okay. So this is a tool of mine. So we're all about the know yourself better and the idea that when you know yourself, you can figure out how to set yourself up better to be happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative. And yet it's hard to know ourselves because you think... Yes. I just hang out with myself all day long, but so much clouds our vision. And so I have these Know Yourself Better journals that are full of questions that are meant to illuminate your nature and then also maybe point you in different directions about, like, if you know that you're a morning person or a night person, then you can set yourself up better. So of everything in my shop, the Know Yourself Better journal was one of the very most popular ones. And so I decided to create more specialized journals. I mean, there's certain challenges that are very, very common. Like, just about everybody in their lives will face this kind of challenge. And so there's a Know Yourself Better journal that's called Embracing Change. So this is for people who are going through transitions. And the thing about transitions is sometimes you are choosing them, like you're going to... You know, leave your job
and
move to a new city, turn to a side hustle. And then sometimes they just happen, like your kids go to college or you get laid off. And so you're facing a change like that. And so there's questions that are about embracing change and dealing with change and transition. And then the other one is about building connections, because ancient philosophers and contemporary scientists agree that relationships are the key to happiness. They're so important. And so understanding yourself and how you might be alike or different from other people and thinking through that so that you can build better connections is something that's going to make you happier. And I think some people just enjoy the process of pondering these kinds of questions. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Whether you're taking a quiz or answering a Know Yourself Better question or just talking to your college roommates in the middle of the night doing self-examination, it's just fun. So we have these journals. And so you can buy them individually, or if you want to buy them as a set, or like you want to give them as a gift as a set, you can have a bundle of all three. And I love the illustrations for them, I have to say, for the covers.
They're very pretty.
Beautiful covers. And you can find those at happiercast.com/journals.
Gretchen, do you have them?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do. Hang on. Let me go get them. Stay tuned. I'm still not 100% used to YouTube and the fact that we can shut. So this is the classic.
Yes.
Know Yourself Better. This is Building Connections. I love this cover.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that beautiful blue. And then this is the Don't Break the Chain Tracker. Hang on one second. Here we go. This is the Embracing Change. It still has the belly band on it.
Yes.
So I want to keep that on there. Keep it pristine for a while before I start doing it. Yeah, so that's really fun.
Yay. Gretch, just a little drive-by fun fact. This week, Sarah and I discussed a question, which was kind of a know yourself better thing or know someone else better, which is, are you dealing with a managing expectations person or a creating expectations person?
Ooh.
So if you want to know more about that, listen to Happier in Hollywood episode 285.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I'm not sure exactly what that means, so I can't wait to listen. Excellent.
We explain it.
Okay, great.
All right, Gretch, coming up, I have a lesson from The Real Housewives, but first this break. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, as we both are, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Gretchen, we got Greenlight for Jack, and I love that it teaches him financial independence. He can earn money from us by doing chores and then getting money deposited into his Greenlight account. He can keep track of what he's spending.
Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight to learn how to make responsible financial choices. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/happier. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crewneck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretchen, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Elizabeth, I love the way that you glean so much wisdom from The Real Housewives. You are my sister to sage. You find this wisdom everywhere you look, including The Real Housewives. So what is it that The Real Housewives have shown you?
Okay, well, you know, yes, I love The Real Housewives. I'm up to listening to about four or five different Real Housewives podcasts. It's just, I can't get enough. And recently, there was BravoCon, which was this convention in New York City where all the housewives got together and other Bravo shows, and people bought tickets, and they had panels and signings and merchandise. Anyway, and I was just texting all the time with my friend Nichelle about what was happening at BravoCon. And I was, it led me to think about how Nichelle and I share a love for the housewives, and she is like my friend who loves the housewives.
Right.
So she's someone I always before wanted to spend more time with, wanted to talk to more, wanted to just be more engaged with, but I sort of, you know, how that can just not happen.
Yes.
And then we started reaching out to each other two or three years ago about the housewives, and we've built this really great housewife relationship. And to me, the lesson in that is if you have an interest, whether it be the housewife or baseball or magazines, whatever it is, reach out to that person that you really want to connect with, who you know shares that interest, and it can really enhance a relationship and kind of create something really wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I had something very similar with children's literature, my children's literature reading group. So I love children's literature, and I had been thinking about wanting to start a group about it, but I didn't know at that time, I didn't know anybody who was interested in children's literature. And that was, this was a while ago before it was so in the popular mind.
Yes.
And I had, like you said with Michelle, like there was somebody I really liked, and I like we were having lunch, but it was sort of like not clear how the friendship could move forward.
Right.
It was just, she was an agent, I was a writer, we like were bookish people, but I didn't really see it. And then she said something just, and she's very, very sophisticated. And she said something in passing that made me think, oh, she knows Harry Potter. And I said to her, you sound like you know Harry Potter. And she said, oh, do I know Harry Potter? And I said... So then we started talking about that. And then I was like, oh, I'm thinking about starting a children's literature reading group. Do you think you would like to do that? And she said, I would like to do that. And I have another friend who I think would also like to do it. And again, it's like, and through that group, through that passion, I've had friends that I would otherwise probably never have met. Or if I met them, I might have really liked them. But it wouldn't, there would have been no way to move the relationship forward. How do you, why are you texting someone? Why are you seeing somebody? Why are you making consistent plans? And then it elevates something that you love.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It not only is nice because now I can have something to talk to my friend about, but it makes me enjoy the shows more because I'm watching with that in mind. And so both things are more enjoyable.
Yes. Yes. Well, this is why I envy people who love sports.
Yes.
Because I think sports is great for this. I could not care less about sports. I don't even watch the Olympics. Like, I don't like to see people lose. So that's like not good for sports because that's kind of, you know. But I just think it gives so many people a reason to go places and a reason to talk to people, a reason to talk to strangers, a reason to have adventures, ups, downs, things to be interested in. Like if you're interested in sports, like there's always something. There's always some podcast. It's kind of like The Real Housewives. Like there's a lot to mine. Like
there's
you're not going to come.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I think it's like, it's great if you're like really into basketball, but if you're not, you have to find like, well, what are the other things that you could do and you could find the people to share? Well, that's great. Oh yeah. Well, we talked to Michelle on Happier. I remember I can see why you would like, it's fun to be friends with her. She seems super cool.
She's wonderful. So is Bravo and all things.
Yeah, we'll have to go to BravoCon. Awesome. BravoCon together.
It's on my bucket
list. Stay with me.
You know that.
23 for 23. It's coming up.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Gretchen, what's our quotation today?
Okay, this is actually two quotations because they are linked. And I have to say they are linked to my one word theme for the year. So they really caught my attention because they are about salt, which is my one word theme for 2022, which is coming to an end. So this comes from Karl Uwe Knausgård, whose work I love. The first comes from the essay Salt from the collection Summer. Everything salt touches becomes better as if by magic, and often in irresistible ways, like the ocean. How fresh and bracing the salty ocean is compared to the sweet fresh water of inland. I love that. And then I think this is like very, this is very mysterious and enigmatic. Also in Summer, he writes, "Sugar cares only about itself. Salt brings out the best in others."
Wow. That's a good quote.
Well, it's a good quote for me, especially because, like, how great is that?
Who
it's
knew
like,
when you picked salt, there was going to be so much poetry around it?
I had no idea. I was inspired by you because you always pick these, like, very interesting, well, I was picking things like delegate.
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure. I finally was like, okay, I got to step up my game. So, yes. I love salt.
In Beautiful. Fact,
I got to wear my salt t-shirt when we talk about the one-word themes, which you gave me because you do love a theme gift.
I do.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling happier?
Yes, I am definitely feeling more happier, Gretch.
Oh, yeah, more happier.
Want to say thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project? is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Gretch, are you narrowing in on your one-word theme for 2023?
I am. I've got two contenders, but I think one has more layers. You know how sometimes it's a word that can kind of go in a lot of different directions? So I thought about that. Oh, but I was listening to Office Ladies podcast, which I love, and Jenna Fischer said, well, you know, good TV is lightning in a bottle, and that's what happened with The Office, and I thought of you.
Yes, yes. All right, well, I can't wait to hear.
And what about your theme?
I'm thinking I have one contender, but I don't know that it's the one. So, still thinking.
From the Onward Project.